Where is Daniel? The Family Story. Written by Bruce and Denise Morecambe, with Lindsay Simpson, and read by David Tredinnick. Over the rest of December, the location of Daniel's possible resting place haunted both Bruce and Denise. They did not know that the police had conducted a fifth interview with Smythe the day after their own meeting, in which she had repeated her claims. At night, they would lie awake thinking of their son lying in a rubbish dump off the Bribie Island Road. No one wanted to do anything about it. One day, they jumped in their car and drove back there. This time, it was just the two of them. They hadn't even packed a shovel. Bruce wanted to look more closely at the White House, especially after what Ibrahim had told them. The vegetation behind the house was jungle-like and difficult to climb through, but they were charged with emotion. "Here's a likely spot," one of them would call. "Look, a bit of a clearing. Do you think it's been disturbed in the past?" They were soon on their hands and knees, digging with their bare hands. It was not sand, but soil. They were both convinced they were in the right place. They would take turns to dig a single hole while the other rested. It was hot, sweaty work. Using the butt of a large stick, they toiled away feverishly for more than half an hour. In despair, one looked at the other. "We're going mad. This is ridiculous," Bruce said, holding out his arms to Denise. "Come over here." They hugged, almost in tears, looking at the pathetic hole and assessing their equally pathetic state of mind. "Let's go," Denise said. The decision was united. They were not going to find Daniel. They cleaned up as best they could and headed to the nearest shop for some lunch. They were so thirsty. At the Ningi Bakery, only a couple of kilometres down the road, they were recognised by staff as soon as they ordered. "So, what brings you down this way?" one of the staff asked. With a smile, Denise replied, "Enjoying the day with a walk."